Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tim Stafford with Promise of Hope Radio right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And I know what you're thinking. Well, first of all, I think you're thinking, hey, happy Easter. Well, we're thinking that too. Happy Easter to you. We hope you had a wonderful weekend. And I think the other thing you're probably thinking is, hey, a Promise of Hope Radio show. We haven't had one of those in a while. And you're right. We have been so busy doing so many things. And so Chuck and I are excited to catch you up on all that's been going on with a Promise of Hope. And I think the third thing that you're thinking is, hey, that's not the same music as normal. And that is true. It turns out that music and pictures are kind of funny on the internet. Pictures can be what are called royalty-free. Sometimes that means you have to buy them, and sometimes it means that you can use them for a while. And if you have what are called royalty-free pictures or music, then there's no threat in you getting sued if you use something of somebody else's. So we always use, we're really careful. Everything we use on our website, we either design ourselves, or if we do use it, we have permission in some way. We use royalty-free things. Same thing for the radio show. We use all of our music. Everything that we do is all royalty-free. Well, the music that we've been using forever, I mean, it's been around forever, it actually it was taken out of the royalty-free world, and it became by royalty only. That would mean that every single time we'd play it, we'd have to pay a royalty, and I'm just too cheap for that. We just can't. No thanks. So what we did was, I'm going to be trying out, over the next couple of shows that we do, I'm going to be trying out a couple of different things, and we would love to hear from you. If you want to write me, you can write me at, at Tim at promiseofhope.org. You can do that. Or you can write Chuck, or at Chuck at Promise of Hope, or you can hit us up on Facebook at Promise of Hope Ministries on Facebook. Just let us know, hey, really hated that music. Well, it's fine. You can hate it or you can love it. And I really like this one over this one. We're going to try it out, and we'll have something. We'll find something that fits us one way or another over the next couple of shows. But Chuck, I'm just I just can't pay royalties on radio show music. There's just certain things I'm not willing to be up at night losing sleep over, and that's just not one of them. So I'll lose sleep over other things, but not that thing. So we have to make sure that everything that we do here is super, super above board as far as that stuff goes. And we certainly want people, if they've created things, to get the credit and or money that they deserve. But that doesn't mean I have to pay for it. So I'm just, I'm too cheap for that. Way too cheap. So that's the way it is. And Chuck, this is a big deal. I mean, people have to realize that just because you can find a picture out on the internet, or just because there's a piece of music out on the internet, doesn't mean it's free. And so be careful, because there's a lot of people who, they find themselves in lawsuits and all kinds of weird stuff because they use pictures from other people or they use music from other places. So you want to make sure that everything that you use on the internet, you have permission, and you can document that permission somewhere, either with a receipt that you bought it, or with something saying that this is able to be used anywhere online. And so, anyway, Chuck, happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too, Tim. I've never thought of you as cheap. Frugal maybe, but not cheap. So,
I'm not always free either. Badoopsh. Anyway,
I appreciate you. I appreciate you keeping us totally above board. It's great. It's great to have somebody as part of the team that looks out for those things. And you're right. People use things off the internet all the time, and it has become the primary means of sharing information. So, I was just looking recently, and happy Easter to you too, by the way. Hope you Victoria had a great Easter celebration yesterday.
We did, we did. You know, we're part of the exhausted church, the exhausted Easter folks. You know, it's kind of like Christmas and Easter. It's always kind of exhausting for us because we're a part of the church, and we're just, it's always so busy. You know, you remember, Chuck, from all your years of being a pastor, you know, Easter can be very exhausting for any of the people that work with the worship or on the staff or whatever. Yeah, you always can tell that these seasons are kind of tough. So we actually had a really nice afternoon yesterday, but it was really, it has been kind of a busy week for us with Thursday, Friday, things going on Saturday, you know, just kind of making sure that our families have opportunities to help people encounter Jesus through encountering what's going on at the church. So it was a busy weekend, but it was great. We had, of course, we had, as many of our listeners will attest, we had a banner, you know, attendance day, of course, on Easter. And so we're just praying that God moved in the hearts of people and that we'll see many, many of them return for more than just 1 week a year. So that's always a bit of the challenge, you know, is to get people to come back. But we really believe that God has moved in our church this weekend. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, and we pray that that's what happened across a lot of churches. You know, we, Janice and I had the opportunity of just going to a church yesterday. We actually had a weekend off, which for us is an extremely rare thing. But, you know, we had a great time. We just slipped into a local church in the area and kind of stayed clandestine. And it was just a good time of being able to worship. And then we went over to Andy McDonald's house and had some lunch with he and his wife, Lisa. And so just had a great time just enjoying ourselves and celebrating the cause and reason that we have Easter. You know, just thinking through everything, and then gathered around the TV last night and watched AD, which I thought was a great program to start that. You know, with Roma Downey, Mark Burnett doing something that has never been done before, you know, showing really the first 10 chapters of the book of Acts. And I'm hoping that that's going to enhance people's awareness, you know, of the Bible and of Jesus. And I told Janice, if I were pastoring a local church, I'd be capitalizing that, you know, in many, many ways, just using it to get the word out, you know. And I'd be probably doing a series on the first 10 chapters of the book of Acts as well. But anyway, we've had a great time. We've been extremely busy. We've been on the road a great deal, and that's been primarily the reason. I'll accept blame for being probably the primary culprit for why we haven't been able to do our live shows, because of the just busyness of what we've been engaged in doing. We've had some tremendous opportunities since we've been together last. We did one wild game dinner down in Franklin, Kentucky. It's the Simpson County. It was a county-wide deal. They've just done such a tremendous job pulling it together, and they did a great job in 2014. They did a good job this year. And we had 150 unchurched men pray to receive Christ. And
wow.
That was exciting. I talked personally to five men that had never been to church that were going to be going to church the next morning. So, you know, that was just exhilarating. And then we did an event for First Baptist Church Hodgenville, and they had 59 men, one church, that prayed to receive Christ. And met a young man named Theron. And I would ask our listeners to be praying for Theron. Theron was about eight or 9 years old, and I saw him hanging around our book table after the event on Saturday night. And I tried to get to him, but the crowd kind of pressed in, and I lost sight of him. And the next morning, I was preaching at the church and gave the invitation. I looked up, and here came Theron down the aisle. And he was crying, and I embraced him, and he indicated that he had come to pray to receive Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And I found out it was the first time he'd ever been in church. But he had gone back from the event on Saturday night, and he had told his dad, who didn't go to church either, you know, that he wanted his dad to take him to church the next morning so that he could so he could hear me speak again. And I can't explain it to him, but every now and then you meet a young man. And I gave him my card and put my personal cell phone number on it. And I told him, I said, if you ever need anything, I want you to call me. Because I just believe there's something about that young man spoke to my heart that God has something really special in store for him. And I don't know what calling God has for him, but I believe God has something special for him. And it's very interesting. Janice was at our book table, and she, of course, we do the soldier Bibles. We provide an opportunity for people to buy a Bible for a soldier. And she just took one of the Bibles and handed it to him because she had that same impression, and she and I hadn't even spoken. So that was a tremendous time. And then just 2 weeks ago, we were in Greenville, Kentucky, and had an opportunity of speaking there. And come to find out, their pastor has just retired and has been stricken with Parkinson's disease. And we had set up one night of the event to get ready to, or the revival service to get ready to preach. And I looked up and he came walking in the door, and all of a sudden I recognized him. And it was Dr. Ray England, who 33 years ago taught me Greek at the seminary. And he and I were the same age when I was attending seminary. We were both 28. We're both 61 now. And the reason I went to seminary late, I'd come out of the Army. But he tried his best to talk me into staying there and going through the PhD program, but I just felt led to going out into pastoring. But, I mean, it was phenomenal. We got to reconnect and talk a little bit and just to see how God has used him through the years. And he helped me as a seminarian. So, it's a small world. And as we continue to be engaged in reaching people and helping people encounter Jesus, and, I've compiled the numbers for Promise of Hope for last year. I've just gotten all the reports in from our different training sessions and projects and everything else that we've done. And I mean, it's Herculean. It's amazing. But we forget sometimes that the numbers that we are able to see take place represent people like Theron and folks like that who come to Jesus. But I compiled our 2014 figures, Tim, and we led over 21,500 people to the Lord last year. And that's pretty amazing. We've gone from our first year really out of the gate after I retired from pastoring, 2010, we had like 1,500, and then 2011, it jumped up some, and then 2012 jumped up some more, and then 2012, I think we had 18,000. 2013, we had like 20,000. 2014, we had 21, almost 22,000. So we're just seeing just huge numbers of people that are coming to Jesus. I think the Affinity Evangelism approach is working. It's working domestically. It's working internationally. We've got a team of people that are out there working hard. In fact, I just got a text message from Andy McDonald. He's in Somerset, Kentucky, meeting with a group of people there, and they're specifically talking about starting a biker movement across the country that's going to use the affinity of motorcycle riders to share the gospel, and they're planning a trip across America. They're going to actually ride across and stop in different places and, win a lot of folks to Christ. We're seeing multiple birth of ministries in different places. One of the churches that we've been working with in Madisonville, Kentucky, we did our first Wild Game dinner with them in 2012, and we just saw a tremendous response. No, excuse me, it was March of 2013. We saw 128 people that weekend accept Jesus. And then in March 2014, we did a second Wild Game dinner with them. We saw 68 accept Jesus. But the church has become almost like an evangelistic engine. They're winning so many people to Christ. They just last month had a worship service in their church. They're The name of the church is Grapevine Baptist Church in Madisonville. And in one service, Sunday morning service, they had 70 people accept Jesus. And they have become a huge force for sharing the gospel in that entire area. And it's just absolutely become an amazing thing to see that happen as well. And we've also been engaged, Tim, in training pastors. Kentucky Baptist Convention is a pretty big area. It covers all the way from the mountains of eastern Kentucky to the Delta region of western Kentucky. So we've been traveling across the state. We've trained about 120 pastors now on evangelistic preaching and how to give an invitation. Such simple, simple things. But just last weekend, we were out in western Kentucky. We were actually in the little town of Eddyville, and I was preaching in a church on Sunday morning, and the Sunday night we did a wild game dinner for the church. We trained them on how to do it, and we had a number of pastors show up. It was amazing. And one of the pastors came up to our table, and he said, "I just need to tell you something." He said, "I went to your class on evangelistic preaching on how to give an invitation," and he teared up. He started crying. And he said, "I tried what you suggested last Sunday, and for the first time in months, I had somebody saved in a worship service. In fact, I had three men saved in our worship service, and they came forward."
Wow.
And so, when we're seeing the reproduction of what we're doing take place, I find that extremely exciting. So what inspired me is something that I'm in the process of beginning to work on. In fact, as soon as we get off the phone and we wrap up the radio show today, I'm going to start writing the introduction for the book. But I'm going to be writing a book called Doing Church, and it'll be subtitled How to Revitalize Your Church by Helping People Encounter Jesus. And I'm going to incorporate some of this training on evangelistic preaching. I've also been doing some training with pastors on how to lead your church. And we're going to be, I already have gotten the outline for the book done. I've already got the various chapters established. So we're going to be cranking that out, working hard on it this summer. And hopefully by the time we start doing our radio shows come August or September, I'll have it finished and we'll have a good, substantial, practical guideline for pastors to use on how to revitalize their church by just going back to the very simple, basic things of helping people encounter Jesus. So that's kind of where we've been. That's kind of what we've got on our mind and where we're headed.
Well, that's awesome. Well, that's just great. And I'll tell you, Chuck, it is amazing to me how these things have kind of taken root of their own. I mean, I remember when we started doing the radio shows back, eons ago, seems like now, but many, many years ago that, we would sit around and talk about how, this is what we really wanted to envision of engaging people, helping people encounter Jesus. We were just talking about it. Now it's like we're immersed. It's like we're being baptized in it to the point that, it actually, it's moving so quickly now that, and things are gaining speed and head so quickly now that it's really something to keep your head wrapped around. I mean, I know the part of the world that I'm working on with you is small in comparison to the whole thing. I don't know how you keep your head wrapped around it all, but I will tell you this, that it is becoming a major, it's having a major impact. We not only see that in the numbers, but just people just engaging with us and letting us know and being a part of things like Tell Your Story, with people engaging at the level of even the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and just so many other things that who would have thought, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that we would have been, this deep in the reality of people really engaging and helping others encounter Jesus. I mean, it is to me, it is it's mind-boggling and it's exciting all at the same time.
You know, Tim, I agree completely. In fact, I couldn't agree more. I'm blown away when we just look at how simple it's been to initiate certain things that have just absolutely caught on in tremendous ways. And Tell Your Story is a wonderful example. And really, you know, that is your work. That is what you have done, and the team that you have pulled together, because, you know, all I could offer were ideas. I can't offer anything by way of expertise in the right. cyber world, but you have that ability. And the fact that you could adapt and just listen to the ideas and then get in there and get it done, and now we've got, hundreds of people listening to the gospel every day on Tell Your Story. We've got many, many people sharing their stories afresh every day. We've got churches that are beginning to launch their own websites. And the culture of telling your story of how you came to know Jesus and how you met Jesus is becoming a part of the ambiance, the ethos of who we are and what we're to be about. And I find it just awesome. I'm always amazed, you know, watching marketing commercials, television, where they're, you know, advertising some product or doing something like that. And, you know, this whole Tell Your Story emphasis is something that you see just across the board. Everybody, I saw a Subway commercial about 2 days ago, and Jared, I believe is the guy's name, that lost all the weight, and he's kind of the guy that made Subway famous, and he starts out this new marketing campaign they're doing with Let Me Tell You My Story. And then he starts telling his story as to what he's been through the last 17, 20 years and losing weight and now having a family. And I'm thinking, you know, man, the Lord really gave us something when we hit on this whole business of Tell Your Story. And churches need to get involved in it.
They do. They do. And it's easy. I mean, Chuck, at this point, we've got two churches, Corinth Baptist Church and Winchester Baptist Church. Both of those guys are fully launched and running. And you know, I've written letters to both those pastors and said thank you so much for being a part of Tell Your Story, not only because you're helping people help others encounter Jesus, but also you were so patient with us as we learned how to roll these out for churches and make them better, and they've given us such great feedback. And I mean, there's just so churches now, you know, coming to us now, they have the benefit of us having done a couple of these, not to mention the fact that the main site for Tell Your Story is just, you know, out of control. I mean, it is like a single bee in a forest of flowers, Chuck. It is out of control. I mean, doesn't even know. I can't even, I mean, in the last 30 days alone, we had 23,000 unique visitors. I mean, that means that 23,000 people uniquely came. Now, that doesn't mean that a person couldn't have come twice in the same week. I mean, we can't know that for sure. But what I'm saying is people are visiting. We're getting 700, you know, roughly 700 to 800 visitors a day. I mean, that is just,
wow.
You know, to think that people are looking at 50,000 of our pages in a month. I mean, that is, it's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, if you really look at it, that it's like a dog in a kibbles and bits factory. You know, I mean, it is just, they're just going crazy, you know, but the time now for churches to get in is now, because we have done everything we can to maximize the launch. I mean, Winchester came to us, Chuck, and they said, I have to admit to you something. I asked him, I said, have you been talking to Chuck McAllister? Because what you're asking me to do sounds like something he told you, that some crazy idea he came up with. If you guys have been eating out of the same Wheaties box, that's not fair. But they came to us and said, hey, listen, we really want to do one of these, but we want to have it launched in time for our Easter season, to be a part of our Easter season. And is there any way you could launch it in 8 days? And we went, wow. Okay, sure. And I'll tell you what, that we got that thing launched in like, I think at the end of the count, it was like 8 or 9 days. The thing had been completely launched, ready for them to roll out on a Sunday morning. And that includes having created it, got it all working, got it all connected, and have the church trained. All in eight or nine days. So it was something ridiculous. And the folks that work with us, I mean, they just said, I went to them and I said, hey, you guys, we got a big one here. Is there any way, you know, we can do this? And they said, absolutely, we're going to do it. And so, so I said, okay. And so they did. So, I mean, you know, I got to give kudos to them. Boy, they are some of the best, and they have just picked this up and run with it. But I got to tell you this, Chuck, sometimes people don't really understand that the impact that these things have is amazing. I mean, like, I'll give you a really good example. There's a person who I have used to, if you go on the Tell Your Story Doc Today website, you'll notice that every month we push up a new logo, and it has something to do, like this month it's about, we kind of taken this theme of April showers, and then of course next month there'll be May flowers. This is a spoiler alert, so, you know, but you'll notice that next month you'll have May, you know, and it'll have flowers. And so, you know, and so, it, you know, March we did the kind of green whole theme, and February we did the hearts, and you know, we're just trying to make it fresh and keep it moving and keep the content up and all that. So I have the same person design the logo every month. You know, we just have somebody who does it for us. And so the first month I had her do it in January, she said, we just did it. And then the second month I went back and said, hey, I'd like you to do the next one. And she said, hey, what is this website all about? I looked at the website, and so I, you know, I just told her a little bit about it. And then in March she goes, hey, I've been checking out that website. It's pretty amazing. And there's a lot of great stuff on there. And I said, yeah, you know what, we and there's new stories coming up all the time. Some weeks 10 are added, some weeks 100 are added. It just depends on, you know, people, but you know, just keep coming back. And so before you know it, she was writing me about that. Well, then this month in April, I went back and said, hey, I'm thinking about doing April and May together. So, you know, why don't you just do both of them? We'll do April showers, May flowers. And I said, and I also, I had another project I wanted her to do. So I gave it to her, and she said, okay. And then she wrote me this week, and she said, hey, I just want you to know that I decided that this Easter, no matter what, I'm going back to church. And
wow.
You know, and I said, awesome. And she said, you know, yeah, I have a local church in my area here, and I used to go all the time, but I got away from going because I was running my business. And she goes, ever since I've been working on this project, I just feel like I need to get back into going to church. So I said, all right, well, you know what, I'm gonna check up on you next week and see if you went and how it went. And so I'm gonna check up on her this week. But it's just funny, you know, there's a person that she's just a contractor that I use to design the logos. And God is using that to powerfully impact her. And, you know, probably I mean, she went and heard the Easter message. And, I mean, I'm sure I'll hear back from her this week. But you know, that's just an example of the stories. But, Chuck, I hear from people all the time who are storytellers who this is just absolutely radically changing their life, the fact that they can tell their story and that they can share it with other people. And you know what? It is hilarious. I talk to some of the most hilariously great people, and they are just so funny, and they're so excited. And I'll tell you, it is worth every lost hour of sleep that we've lost trying to keep the thing running, and all the problems that we have. The Tell Your Story website is epic in the problems that it has. It's hilarious how many problems we encounter. And yet nobody knows, because we just do it behind closed doors, and you know, it just works, you know. But it is amazing. I mean, we've had, you know, I mean, we shut Gmail down. I mean, we have had serious issues with this thing, but God has been super faithful. And so so that's kind of a story from the tell your story world. And it's just been phenomenal. I could not imagine working on, having not had the opportunity to work on it. And I'm excited to see what's going to be happening next. I'm kind of working on right now what our next phase is going to look like and how we're going to do that. And I've got people looking at it, and you know, we're always trying to figure out a way to make it more automated and even more features. And I mean, we're just always trying to figure it out. And we're excited to see what God does with it next.
Well, Tim, it's something that you stayed on top of, and it's a work in progress. I mean, that's what I love about it, and it's not something that people are trying to make money at. It's something that people are trying to use and give away.
Right.
And
that's right.
And I appreciate that about you and about the way you've done it, and that's what it's all about. I mean, we are empowering the everyday person to help other people encounter Jesus through their stories in ways that I don't know has ever been done before. And so I just want to commend you and commend your team, and praise God. Let's just keep helping people encounter Jesus.
That's right. That's right. And we want to remind people again, Chuck, that if there's a church out there that wants to be a part of it, just log on to tellyourstory.today, click on the church tab and fill out the form, and we'll get to you. We'll answer all your questions. We have people that are willing and ready to answer your questions and to lead you through the process. And if you are having any kind of issue with your website at your church or anything that we can help you with, just feel free to contact us, and we would be glad to help you do anything that you need to keep your church functioning on the Internet and doing the things that we know how to do. So anything that we can do to help, even if you just want to talk to somebody about what are some things that might be thinking about as you're now planning your summer and your Christmas season, maybe there are some things that you just want to run by somebody. I'd be glad to talk to anybody, and it'll never cost you anything to talk to me. So just give me a call, and I'll be glad to discuss anything with you that if we could help in any way.
Well, Tim, that's what I appreciate about you and about, you know, our team at Promise of Hope. That's what we're all about, is helping people encounter Jesus.
That's right. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of Promise of Hope Radio Show. Join us next time as we will once again talk about what's going on with the KBC, Promise of Hope, Southern Baptist Convention, Tell Your Story, and the other 23 things that we're always involved in. And it seems exhausting, but God is doing a great work among us. So thanks for joining us this week, and check us out next time right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. God bless.